Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
That's the Rascals bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Gary Bentley is here, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is known as the Alabama Turtle Farmer. This is the business he's in now, and it has been now for about 17 years. Having been an entrepreneur in other businesses, having become an international business person, you know, raising himself up from a foster home to become a successful international business person, and he converted from selling mussels overseas to selling turtles around the world. And so we're talking about that right now. Gary Bentley, welcome. Thanks again for being here. AlabamaTurtleFarmer.com, right?
Yes, sir.
So as you told us earlier, you were in Hong Kong. You were selling mussels to the folks over there, freshwater mussels, to be used in the pearl trade. And then you saw these turtle shells, and you got the idea that maybe there was a demand for turtle shells. Did you determine that people were underserved, that they would buy more if you could ship them to them, or did you just think you could do it better?
Well, I started doing research all around the world, not just Hong Kong. And finding out the world, you know, the pet market is the rest of the world. And China also is growing. Their economy is growing, so more people can afford pets. So
right.
Their pet market is growing also. But I found out we do have different species that they don't have.
Right.
That they were interested in.
They don't really have snapping turtles over there in China, do they?
They did not at the time.
Yeah, they do now, though, don't they? All right, so you came back, and you decided to grow turtles, right?
Yes, sir. We hatch them, and we don't actually grow them. We have adult turtles in ponds. We have 30
right.
ponds. We have the adults, and they come out in the spring and lay eggs, and we gather the eggs every day. It's important to get them every day.
Right.
Because the yolk says, once the yolk set, it mm-hmm. takes a lot more time, and the
right.
hatch rate goes down tremendously. So we get them every day, put them in an indoor incubation room
right.
and control the temperature, and we hatch them in about 62 to 65 days.
Mm-hmm.
Once they hatch, it takes about a week for their belly plate to heal up,
right?
And then we can ship them.
I see. And this just happens once a year?
Yes, sir. It's just like other farming.
Right.
You get one shot.
It's like corn or cotton or tomatoes. You get one shot a year, right?
That's right. You better be ready.
You better be ready. And if that crop fails, then you're out of business that year.
Yeah.
Would you mind telling us how many turtles you ship in a year?
We ship hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you and you ship them in water? How would you package them?
Well, we make sure they're hydrated.
Right.
Good, but we do not ship them in water. We ship them in strawberry trays. And then they're put in IATA boxes, which is
right.
the rules and regulations for shipping animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they regulate on different species how many you can put per strawberry tray. So you can put up to 1,000 per box.
Right.
And then we air freight them because they are alive.
Right.
So the logistics of it can be quite complicated because you got to go through
yeah.
the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, USDA.
Well, yeah, these other countries don't. I mean, all countries are worried about you bringing in invasive species.
Exactly. So it depends on which country they're going to,
right.
what their rules and regulations are on health papers, also.
But you had to learn all this. Was there anybody who could help you with this, or did you just learn this on your own?
Back in those days, I learned it on my own.
Yeah.
Anybody that knew anything about it was not willing to help.
So. Where would you fall in the turtle exporting world? Where do you fall? Are you in the top tier? Are you in the middle? Are you on the lower end? What would you say?
I'm in the top tier.
Yeah. Does anybody export more than you do?
I've been the top common snapper exporter for years.
Yeah.
There's some brokers that handle different small farms.
Right. They aggregate small farms and that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're doing more brokering this year than we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harder and harder to find turtle farmers in the U.S. anymore.
Right.
It's like any other business. It's expensive to get in. When I got in, Alabama had very few regulations.
Right.
And since then, it's been now since April 13, it's illegal to catch a turtle in the state of Alabama.
Is that right?
For commercial use,
yeah.
Right. So
I'll be darned.
And the federal government has.
Would you say the government has hindered your business with their regulations? How much would you say that has happened?
Well, I only have so many hours in a day to work anyway, but their main job is to protect the wildlife.
Right.
You know, for everyone, and I respect that.
Yeah, I do too. I expect the wildlife people respect them very much. So Gary, I'm really proud of you. I want to tell you that as someone who loves entrepreneurs and knowing your story, I'm proud of what you've done. You've got more to teach us. Would you come back and talk to us about doing business around the world?
I would love to.
Not just on the turtle business, although we'll talk about that. But I'd like to know more. I think folks would like to know more about you know, dealing with different countries, different cultures, and the import-export thing. Would you do that for us?
Yes, sir, I would.
AlabamaTurtleFarmer.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, hey, Gary, congratulations again. Thanks for being here. The book, by the way, folks, is called Million Dollar Turtles. I'm sure that's available wherever books are sold, right? Amazon and those kind of places?
Yes, sir. You can find it on Amazon.
All right. Thank you, Gary, for being here. Come back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Gary Bentley, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.